The 40th annual 8-man All-Star game returned to Beloit June 7th as the best 8-man football players meet up in a battle between West and East. One of the coach combinations is East Division I coach Colby Hamel of Lincoln and player Easton Ehring. He will also be coaching Sylvan Lucas, Cade Brokus. Hamel said, "It's an honor and a pleasure to coach your own kid and a kid from a neighboring town."
Oh, it's just a great opportunity to be around a lot of great dudes, great coaches. It's a great week to just be about football. Beloit does a tremendous job, and being able to be with these guys on the field is a great honor. Coaching Ethan the last 2 years has been a blessing, and coaching against Cade the last 2 years has not been quite a blessing because he can play some football, and it's just a great honor to be able to be here with these guys.
Well, Ethan Ehring of Lincoln, tell us about, first of all, representing Lincoln in the Division I East All-Star game on Saturday, and then coaching for a great man like Colby Hamel.
I mean, it's a pretty good opportunity, and Coach Hamel helped me throughout my years, 2 years of being here, learn how to play football, how to be a dog, how to get back there, tackle that quarterback, and all around just a good guy.
Well, Cade Brokus from Sylvan, you got one of the better coaches in the state, and Ben Labertu. Tell us about Coach Labertu and his mannerisms on and off the field, and then what got you to where you are right now, a D1 East All-Star.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a guy that just makes you want to play for him, makes you want to work hard. And being here today, it's kind of like what Coach said. I've played against him for 2 years now, and it's exciting to be coached by him today. And I'm just ready to go, ready to get after it.
Well, Cade, tell me about Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, what it means to represent that school.
I love the school. I love the Mustangs. It's been a blessing and some of the funnest times in my life playing there the last 2 years. And so I guess I'm just pumped to be able to represent them and get after it and get to work.
Well, Ethan Ehring, one more time for the Lincoln Leopards. You had a great career there under the direction of Colby Hamel. Tell me about representing the Lincoln town, the school, the football team.
Pretty small town, but pretty good school. A lot of friends there. It's just all around, yeah, pretty good school.
Well, gentlemen, best of luck Saturday. And Cade and Ethan, the best of luck in whatever you decide to pursue. And Colby Hamel, great to see you again.
Two of the players on the D1 East team will be from Pike Valley, Andy Cooper and Miles Rickard. Even though their careers weren't always filled with wins, the two are proud to wear Pike Valley clothes again and represent their school, and they're excited for the new head coach, Brent Melby, who was their defensive coordinator for 2 years while they were in high school.
So, yeah, like you said, the last 4 years, they have not been easy at all, so... having some success this year kind of brought that to life, and I couldn't be more happy to play for a team and give it my all. But going to talk about Brent Melby, I couldn't say more about him because he's literally been there every step of the way in our high school careers, even if it's cheering on the sideline, and I'm sure he's going to be here Saturday. So cheering on the sidelines or being our defensive coordinator or even yelling at us when we're messing around. Him stepping up, I think, is going to be, as a football coach, I think is going to be one of the greater factors for Pike Valley's football team and culture, because he's got a lot of culture, and he's willing to bring that to the team and push people to their limits and have everybody meet their goals. So, yeah.
Miles Rickard, hasn't always been easy at Pike Valley the last 4 years, but you survived, played the best you could. Tell us about the last 4 years trying to build a program and keeping everybody above mentally and physically safe or sane or capable of competing, and then talk about Brent Melby taking over as head coach at Pike Valley.
Yeah, so Started at the beginning. Freshman year, didn't really play a whole lot, so it really make a difference. But then sophomore year, Brent came in as a defense coordinator, and it was awesome. The vibes were up. He got the culture up. Everyone really enjoyed it. And then junior year, he wasn't a coach, and we kind of suffered going 0-9. And so coming back our senior year, we had him back, and it was awesome. Everyone was in good spirits, had a great time. He's good for it. He's good for the school, and I'm looking forward to the upcoming years as him as head coach. So.